I want to just say good morning on behalf of everybody that's here today. Good morning, Facebook land. We're glad that you're with us this morning. We're starting a new sermon series called Fear. You know, it's October, and I know we're in Florida, and the weather's starting to cool down, right? And the leaves are starting to turn, and it's really starting to feel like fall, isn't it? No. The only reason we know it's fall is because of all the pumpkin lattes that Starbucks advertises and Dunkin' Donuts. But we are starting a new sermon series talking about overcoming fear. And I want to start off by telling you a story about this elderly lady. And she doesn't go to our church, but she goes to a church. And she was on her way home one night from Bible study. And when she got home, she was struck with fear when she saw the front door open. And when she went into the house, there was this intruder in a house robbing her goods. And catching the man in the act, she yells, "Stop!" Acts 2:38. So your homework assignment this week is to go in your Bible and look at what Acts 2:38 says. And the thief stopped in his tracks, and the woman called the police and told the police what she did. The police came, and as they were putting the handcuffs on this guy, one of the police officers says to the guy, he says, I don't get it. He said, why did you just stand there in fear? The only thing the lady did was yell some scripture to you. And the guy said, scripture? He said she had an axe and 2.38s. So maybe you'll remember now when you go home to look at Acts 2:38. But have you ever been alone in your home at night and the house creaks a little bit? Or if you're like me, I love having all the lights off and I like watching movies, especially scary movies. And you're watching this scary movie and then out of the blue comes this weird noise. And when that happens, you're gripped with fear really quick. Or have you ever walked into a dark place or just go out and then you walk into something and it brushes against your face or your leg and it happens to be a spider web, right? Or maybe you're one of those people that say, I'm not afraid of anything. Well, to you, I say more power to you, because most of us are afraid of something. And today, as we start to look at the sermon series, Overcoming Fear, I want you to stop for a moment, and I want you to think, what brings fear into your life? Maybe it's health. Maybe you're afraid of getting some disease. I see all over, if you go to Publix or you go to Winn-Dixie or you go to CVS, what are they advertising? Flu shot, right? Fear of getting something. And I'm going to guess it's a $1 billion industry for hand sanitizer, too. So we're afraid of getting some kind of disease. Or how about old age? Or how about your financial situation? Or afraid of being poor? Or how about something physical? Bullying exists, and it's a real issue within our school system. Or how about death? Do you fear death? Or how about the craziness that we see on the news, and with the United States and North Korea going back and forth, talking about nukes and everything else? Fear. Fear's in our life every day we deal with some type of fear, be it small or something big. But I want us to look at scripture this morning, and what does God say about fear? So let's go to scripture. It's pretty lengthy because this is the Message version, but let's read it all together. In Facebook land, we're looking at Romans 8:31-39 with the Message. So let's read it together. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not anger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks, they pick us off one by one. None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. What God is saying to us is, even though you go through the most frightening situations, and the world that we live in is full of uncertainty, be sure of this: nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from my love. Not mine, God's love. And God wants you to know that he's stronger than anything that was ever made and anything that has been seen or unseen. And he is always with you. And that's a promise that he gives to all of God's children. He has the power to overcome all of our fears. And no one is excluded from God's family, not a single one. You know, there's a story about two explorers that were in the jungle when they suddenly heard this ferocious lion jump out in front of them. And the first explorer turns around and he says to the second guy, "Keep calm. Remember what we read in that book of wild animals? That if you stand perfectly still, look the lion in the eyes, he will turn and run." "Sure," said the second guy. He said, "You've read the book. I've read the book. But has the lion read the book?" See, when God is with you, and he is with you, when you, let me rephrase that. When you believe that God is with you, it doesn't matter what your most ferocious fear is, whatever's breathing down your neck, God will tell you and give you that peace if you allow him to. You know, one thing I teach a lot in yoga, when I do the yoga classes, and if you've been in my classes, hopefully you pick up on this, is we focus a lot on breathing when we do the poses, when we do the exercises. And why do I do that? Because when we could control our breathing, then we could control the thoughts in our mind. Because then what we do is we come into a relaxed state. And that's what God does for each and wants to do for each and every one of us. He wants us to fully trust him. He wants us to take that deep breath and look up, and not internally at our situations and our own fears of what's going on. Because if we trust him, everything will turn out okay, because he's always looking out for our good. But you know, truth be told, that fear plays a part in our everyday life. It may act out in the way that we act with one another. It may influence the way we shop. It may influence the friends that we have because we all want to feel safe. And every part of our life can be influenced by how we deal with fear. The Bible has something to say about fear. It's mentioned in Genesis, it's mentioned in Revelation, and it's mentioned in the books in between those. And fear has been mentioned 266 times. And afraid is mentioned 233 times. Now let me read all of those to you right now, one by one. Yeah, we'll be here all day. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read them to you. But fear is a major part that God realizes that we deal with on a daily basis. And if you read in the scripture, when a holy being comes to someone, what did the holy being say? Do not fear. Even the strong people of the day had fears in their life. God has always been trying to calm us down as he continues to talk to us in ways that we try to understand. It's not nothing new. He was doing it in the Old Testament, doing it as the New Testament writers were writing, and us too. So when we think and focus on him, we could understand God's message for us. But fear is also a survival instinct. And we need to fear to make us feel uncomfortable in some situations so we get out of those situations. And fear is not unhealthy, and fear is not unnatural. I mean, we have over 500 phobias defined medically. But you know, when something becomes a phobia, that means that we let that healthy fear turn into a fear that is unhealthy for us. And it becomes something that keeps us from living. Many people have fears that become phobias. And most of the time, we learn how to work through our natural fears. Because if we didn't work through our natural fears, we wouldn't be here this morning. We'd be hiding in our homes, being afraid to be seen, or we wouldn't use a car, or we wouldn't even be with other people. You know, I got one more story for you this morning, and it's about this 5-year-old by the name of Johnny. Johnny wanted to help his mom one day, as she was in the kitchen making dinner. And she said, "Johnny, can you go into the pantry? Can you go and get the can that has a white label and a tomato on it?" But he said, "You know, I don't want to go alone, Mom. It's dark in the pantry, and I'm scared." And she asked him, "Don't worry about it, Johnny. Go in." But he was persistent, and he said, "Mom, but I'm scared." And finally, she looked at him, and she said, "Okay, Johnny, Jesus will be in there with you." So Johnny hesitated, but he walked in there, and he looked in there, right? And he's still scared because he don't see no Jesus eyes in there. And he was getting ready to leave. And then he says, "Jesus, if you're in there, can you please hand me the can with the white label with the tomato?" And you know, I believe that Johnny's story is like our story. He has a really good imagination. How many of you have a good imagination? I think most of us do, if not all of us, because that's how we create things, right? His imagination was good, but his fear is what kept him from opening up that door and grabbing in there and getting what his mom needed. But what did he do in the end? He allowed his fear to subside And he called out to Jesus to say, hey, if you're there, can you help me? And that's what we need to do. We need to call out to Jesus when we're in a fearful situation and ask him for his help. We all have fears. Every single one of us. But what we have to do is we have to change our view of our fears. Many times during the light of the day or after a good night's sleep or if we step out and deal with our fears, we find that they weren't as bad as we thought they'd be. We have to go to that pantry, open the door, and allow God to work in our lives. Isaiah 41:10 says this, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Don't panic. I am with you. There is no need to fear, for I am your God. He says, I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady and I'll keep a firm grip on you is what God is saying and what God is telling us in every situation. Don't be afraid. But then our human nature takes over and what happens? We become afraid. But God is saying, I'm right here with you in the roller coaster of life. I'm here to protect you and save you even when you mess up. See, God sees the whole picture. God sees everything. He knows everything, and God is in control of everything. So when fear comes your way again, if it's today, tomorrow, next week, stop. Take a breath. And remember the words that are in Isaiah. Fear not. I am with you. It's human to have fear. But look up. To our Almighty God. He's there to help you take those fears away and give you the life that you envisioned and what he envisioned according to his will. Let us pray.